The most comprehensive report completed about disadvantage in Australia, one thing's clear. Many areas that appeared at the top of the list of the most disadvantaged communities in previous reports are back. The Dropping Off the Edge report from Jesuit Social Services has measured disadvantage in every area in each state and territory. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
At her local food bank, volunteer Shondell Wilson is filling hampers.
Packing really depends on the family.
She spent her life in Western Sydney and now lives in the suburb of Blackett, one of the most disadvantaged communities in New South Wales. She recognises the attitudes of many who come here for help.
There is a whole background of downtrodden, of not believing that you deserve more because this is where you're from.
The 41-year-old is passionate about the food bank after noting what she and many in the community have been eating for years.
They don't have the education to be able to understand what's healthy, what's not. And we wonder why areas like this have health problems long term.
In the most comprehensive report into disadvantage in Australia, Blackett fares poorly on a number of indicators. Andrew Yule is with Jesuit Social Services, which has released the Dropping Off the Edge report, compiled by researchers at the University of Canberra.
What it shows us really clearly is that there's a small number of communities around the country that are experiencing disadvantage on a number of different issues. So that's things like housing, education, employment, and even environment as well.
The report used data from states and territories gathered up to 2019 and from the 2016 census. That means it doesn't take into account the impact of COVID. Professor Carla Treloar from the University of New South Wales believes the pandemic has only made disadvantage worse.
We're expecting that COVID has deepened these patterns of poverty and inequality and make these groups even more vulnerable.
One, two, three.
Shepparton in regional Victoria has appeared in previous reports and there's been little change in 20 years. Resident Belinda Gordon has struggled to access health care for her 8-year-old son, who experiences anxiety from past trauma.
There's a lack of paediatricians. There's a lack of specialists to actually diagnose children. There's just a lack of support.
Shepparton scores badly when it comes to access to health services, amongst the worst in Victoria. Professor Carla Treloar believes one way to break up entrenched disadvantage would be to dramatically boost payments for people who don't have a job. Belinda Gordon, who relies on Centrelink, is not optimistic.
No one wants to listen to us. They need to listen and not just pretend to listen. It's only going to get worse otherwise.
Shepparton resident Belinda Gordon, ending that report from Norman Hermont.